Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. Middle school. It's a crucial time in a kid's education. It's when many kids choose to succeed or stop believing in themselves. But almost everyone ignores middle school. That's true even in a place like Stockbridge, Michigan. It's a small town and proud of its school system. I've been reporting on the schools in Stockbridge. This is a look inside its middle school. It's craving more attention, just like many of the students it tries to educate. When Gabe Schrey was in middle school in Stockbridge, he admits he was kind of a mess. He was a new kid, he got bullied, and his grandpa, who he lived with, died.
Mm-hmm. My grandfather, he died in front of me. So honestly, I mean, I just did classwork when I felt like it. What the teacher said didn't matter to me because of what was going on outside of school, and my grades were very poor because of all that. You know, I mean, it was like the reflection was like a mirror. It was so clear. I mean, you know, the more that was going on, the worse my grades were.
Schrey started to get it together after his freshman year of high school. He says joining the football team saved him. Now, in his senior year, he's well-liked, funny, confident, and going to a good college next year. New research suggests Schrey was lucky. Because by 10th grade, if kids don't believe they can achieve after high school, it's likely they won't. That's even more true for low-income kids. And almost half the kids in Stockbridge are low-income. Many kids start to set their expectations low or downgrade their dreams in middle school, and it sticks. They pick up on and care about others' expectations for them. In Stockbridge, the middle school doesn't seem to be held up as a point of pride in the community like the other schools.
Kind of almost like the middle child, if you will, just kind of gets left out. You know, elementary obviously is a very crucial time in a student's life. And then as soon as students hit high school, they're thinking about college and getting them ready. We've, you know, in the past have always kind of just forgot about middle school kids for some reason.
Brad Edwards has been the principal at the middle school since the start of the year. The school is a sore spot in the district's aim for high-performing schools. Middle school reading scores on standardized tests were up this year after a lot of effort. But scores are still lower across the board at the middle school when compared to the rest of the district. Edwards says his staff is just as dedicated and talented as in the rest of the district, but they have a tough job. The class sizes are bigger at the middle school. The district is strapped for cash, and so far, the middle school hasn't carved out a program or educational approach that can attract outside grants and that people can rally behind. And then there's managing the students, who need a lot of attention. Just ask longtime counselor Dennis Pesch.
Middle schoolers are just absolutely insane, and you have to be insane to work with them. I mean, their hormones are just all over the place. And
he goes on to say people shouldn't write middle schoolers off or ignore them, even if they're demanding. And it's not that middle schoolers in Stockbridge are being ignored. It's more like the district isn't sure what they want from them as a group. There's even indecision about the middle school's building. It's the oldest in the district, built in the 1920s and showing its age. The school board and administration need to decide if they want to ask the cash-strapped town to approve a property tax hike for a renovation, or if they're going to figure out another plan. Principal Brad Edwards thinks as a district, they're also going to need to refocus on middle school because kids can't be ready to succeed without it.
If you want to see success rates of kids going to college and to be ready for the technical skills, whether they're going to college or going into a trade or something, I think it really starts probably 7th or 8th grade.
Tomorrow, we'll hear how the Stockbridge schools are preparing kids for college or a trade and preparing them, for the most part, to leave town. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.